So again, welcome. Very nice to see you all, and thank you for coming. So let's just find a comfortable position to sit in, and to really welcome yourself here with the way that you are right now. End of a week, end of work. And just noticing how your body feels right now. And adjusting your body accordingly, rather than trying to assume a position. So, bringing yourself to this one point, this spacious awareness, and using the body and the breath to help you to come into the present moment. Breathing in and breathing out. Seeing if you can connect the breathing into the belly, maybe just below your belly button. And if it helps, just pushing the out breath, so you push out your stomach just a little bit more than the in-breath. Just as an experiment, just to see what that's like. Just receiving, as you do this, receiving your tensions, maybe in the shoulders or the neck. Not trying to push them away, but just allowing them in. Tensions in the elbows or the wrists or the hands, chest, thighs, knees and ankles. So this is the form that we have to work with tonight. Form of body, your body, my body. And this is the way it is right now. Body, breath, awareness, mindfulness, attention, this relaxed attention, this willingness to receive what is. And as I as I attune in this way, there's for me, I hear this sound of silence, this cosmic high-pitched tone. If you like, you can imagine it as an angel singing in your ears. And if you don't hear it, it doesn't matter. It appears only through relaxation. You can't force it, you can't make it appear. It's just by trusting in the present moment. Yes. So it's really softening into and opening up to form, rupa. With this attitude of kindness, gentleness, that you're doing it just right. You can't really get meditation wrong. So it's really settling back into the stillness in the room, allowing yourself to have that. And even if you have the thought, oh, I don't have any stillness, my mind is all over the place, I've got so many things to think about and do, this problem and that problem, still the willingness just to be with that, as if that was a voice on the other side of a fence in a garden, like your neighbours having an argument. Can just listen to it. Oh, that's what's going on right now. Body is still breathing. That's all right as well. As we breathe in and pay attention in this way, I'd like us to connect to the skeletal form of the body, feeling into the real solidity of the bones, the framework of how your skin is on your body is through the bones. That's what gives you shape. We can have this spaciousness along with the groundedness and the solidity of the skeleton, the bones of the body. So we can use the power of imagination to start with, visualizing the big bones, the shoulder bones, the skull, the rib cage, the spine, the pelvis, the thighs and the knees, going all the way down to the toes and out to the fingers. Just resting with that solidity. You have the physical form in space. Just really notice the feelings that go along with that, feelings that go along with solidity and spaciousness. Openness and groundedness. So when I notice, as I'm doing this, the sense of attention, alertness, receptivity to what's going on. And this spaciousness includes everything. The coughing, the alarms, the sounds of the traffic, the wind, my voice. Is all embracing point. So we often think of the skeleton, the bone structure, as solid, but it's also a living organism. It's also growing, changing. Notice the way the rib cage moves up and down as we breathe in and breathe out. That even whilst we're physically still in the appearance, there's still movement taking place inside. This paradox of form and space, stillness and movement. And this willingness just to be with all of that. The mind wanders off, the senses draw you out. Still fine, and just a reminder to come back to the breathing, come back to the solidity of the body, the solidity of the bones, the spacious awareness. This is not about trying to achieve something or get something or be more peaceful or more calm or more still. Just to be the way that you are right now. Just perfect. So this solidity gives us the courage, the willingness to be with what is, to be like a mountain. To really find our strength. and then uncover our weakness. I'd just like you to move your attention now into your heart area, into the center of the chest. And to connect your breathing, and even see if you can even out your breathing. In, say you're breathing 1, 2, 3, 4, see if you can make the in-breath and the out-breath even. And allow yourself to breathe into the heart space. Breathe into your heart. And allow your breath to be, to have the same in and out. Maybe it's breathe in for 6 and then out for 6. And again, notice the physical reaction, the feelings in the body as one breathes into this part of the body. And whether we can add a thought of loving kindness, of generosity, sense of may I be well and happy. Just seeing if you can allow those feelings to spread throughout the body. a sense of well-being, of nourishment, just for yourself. Be selfish. So just allowing in these feelings and staying in with the heart area. And continuing to breathe. Relax and stay open. In what way that you can do it? Again, if you hear the sound of silence, this cosmic vibration, just to rest into that. And just coming back to your breathing in the body. And just notice how you feel right now. So that's the physical feelings in the body. Just notice whether they feel hot or cold or tingling, buzzing. Tension, pain, whatever it is. Just allow yourself to receive how your body is right now. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes and come into the room. And if you need to stretch your body, please do that.